All right. Last week we began the study together. I hope you brought your copy back from on last week on part one, denominationalism that contradicts the Bible. Denominationalism that contradicts the Bible. And we're going to ask you to pull your sheet out. It's on the screen up above here that you can look on. But you'll need a Bible. You'll need paper and pencil. And I know last week you have made notes. As we begin the concept, what denominational teach that there are many bodies are churches. But last week we discussed that there's only one body and one church, 1 Corinthians 12:12. Now, if you're with me, you might want to note, you may already have this from last week, Ephesians chapter 1. You already have these from last week's study. Here we go. You ready? Ephesians chapter 1, 22, 23, Colossians 1, 18, and Matthew 16, 18, when Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then we went to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23, where we talked about and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. And then 1 Corinthians 12:12 denote that there's only one body. The body is the church, and for as many, there are many members, but there is only one church. So if you have your sheet, this is what you need to put on that sheet. Please. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to follow along with me. This is our growth book. This is our spiritual armor that we grow thereby as a family of God, that we unify as one. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God so we may fight the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6 and 11. So when we have studies like this, just insert these in your book. And you bring your book back every Wednesday. You bring your book every Sunday. Amen. Because it may be on a Wednesday night we pull this chart out. It may be on a Sunday night we pull this chart back. Because we're using all this to grow together as we all speak the same thing and build the same mind and be of the same judgment. Amen. So that we all can grow together, Philippians 2:12, and work on our salvation with fear and trembling. So this afternoon or this morning, if your book is not up to date, Brother Brown going to be downstairs. He didn't know it, but he will be downstairs. And he will be at the copy machine. So if you need some copies of anything, Brother Brown will make them for you. Because, brethren, the devil is busy. Amen. Peter says, a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour, amen. And that's the reason why we are taking time to give you these things so that we as a congregation can edify. So when we go to the one body, the one church, Christ is the head, the Bible is the only guy, we're going to do what the Bible teaches versus what the denomination or what the world teaches. Amen. Because you've been at Sunday school this morning, you learn that concept that is that you got to learn how to be able to control L-U-S-T. That's lust, desire. Because if you don't learn how to control it, it will consume you. Why? Because we act in a mist, that we act outside of the authority of God. Amen. But this is the key point, that God give grace, amen, to the humble who submit themselves to God. Amen. But you can't submit yourself to God if you can't control lust. And here are the three words. You need to put them down somewhere. Here they is right here. I'm going to give them to you. That you may have understanding, that's the word, Ephesians 5:17. Understanding through study that you may know 1 John 5:13, amen. And knowing that we make that transformation of Romans 12:2 to not to be conformed to what the world say right here, but we're going to do what the Bible teaches us to do, amen. But it got to be in that concept of understanding through knowing in order to make transformation. Same thing in Sunday school. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, amen. We all lust and we all desire things of the world because we're in the world, amen. But we don't let that lust control us, but we control it, amen, by understanding what the Bible says in relationship to we have not or we won't, simply because we don't understand the difference between want and need. So this is the book, brethren, that is that when we give you stuff, put it in your book, because we may use it, you know, 4 or 5 weeks from now, amen. But you have it in your book because I want to call this book the growth book, amen. The edifying book that we edify and build one another up as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's go ahead and begin. And we talked about this. This is what you should have by one body. You should have these scriptures by one body. Ephesians 1, 22, 23, Colossians 1 and verse 18, and Matthew 16, 18. And you're going to tie it back in to 1 Corinthians 12:12. Christ promised to build the church. There's only one body, which is one church. Ephesians 1, 22, 23. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13 talks about that concept. There's only one body, and the body is the church, but you have many members that make up that one body. Amen. And that's that concept that you and I got to understand. Not only must we understand it, but we got to know it, amen, to believe it in order to be transformed by it, amen. That's that faith. That's that substance of Hebrews 11:1 that calls faith to work. Faith without works is dead, amen. What makes faith move? It's works, it's substance, amen. It's understanding, it's knowledge to know that these things were written that you may know. That you may know, that I may know, that may move me to act through obedience through the will of God. Amen. We've been reading through the book of Genesis. Amen. We read about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Amen. In every case that you saw, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they all moved by faith. Amen. When God spoke, they believed it. Well, how does God speak to us today? He speaks to us through the written word. Amen. Through the 66 books, through the 39, the 27, amen. Through the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, amen. Through the 4, through the 1, through the 21, through the 1, amen. That makes 66 books, amen. That's how God speaks to us. Faith without substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So when we talk about that body, these are scriptures should come forth. Jesus promised that he's going to build a church, Matthew 6:18. Christ is the head of the church. It's not Allah. It's not the Pope. But it's Jesus Christ who is the head of the church. Ephesians 1, 22, 23. Colossians 1, 18. Amen. And because of that, there's only one body, and the body is the church that has many members. Amen. Amen. And you must tie them together. Let me give them to you one more time. Matthew 16:18. He promised. Amen. He's the head, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. But there's only one body, but there's many members that makes up the universal church and the local church. And then we see point two, churches found by men, that's what the world say, but the Bible say differently in Matthew 16:18. Because Jesus is upon this rock, I will build my church. My is a possessive pronoun that signifies that the church belonged to Christ. I will be a my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Matthew 6:18, you might want to write. Acts 4:12. Let's go there right quick. Acts 4:12. Because in the book of Acts 4:12, the Bible says plainly, where did you get that? Acts 4:12. The Bible says here in Acts 4:12. It says, neither is thy salvation. Amen. I want you to watch it. Amen. The church of Christ was founded by Christ. Amen. Amen. He is the head of the church. There's only one body. Amen. Because Ephesians 4:12 says, y'all there? He said, neither is there salvation in any other. Underline that word other, and that's according to who is other. Well, the world say it could be Allah. The world say it could be the Pope. The world say it could be a man. Amen. But there is no other. Hold your spot there and go Acts 4:12 and tie Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 by that word other. To slow it down, I want you to see it. Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 6. And hold your spot there to Acts 4 and 12. And I want you to go with me to Galatians chapter 1. And I want you to see what that other say. Because the world say it's other. It makes no difference what church you go to. Attend the church of your choice. Amen. But the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. Y'all there? I'm going to wait till you get there. He says, I'm surprised. That you're so soon removed from him, and him is Jesus Christ, that called you, by the word call, right? 2 Thessalonians 2:14, because we are called by the gospel, amen. And to the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. Now I want to slow it down, because see, we're going to tie Sunday school in with this too, amen. Because number one, look what he says here. He called you into the, underline that word, grace of Christ. Amen. Unto another gospel. Remember this morning we talked about how through Christ we receive grace. When we learn how to control the things of the world by coming out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord, so that he can humble us when we submit ourselves to God. You understand what I'm saying? See, all that being a part of the body of Christ, Christ being the head of the church, whereby there's only one church. It's called God's amazing grace. Amen. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, you cannot be in the church. You cannot be a part of the body. Christ cannot be the head of your life if you don't allow grace to work. And the only way grace don't work, you got to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. You got to be called by that gospel, that book, the Bible. That's the reason why we see that the Bible is the only guide. Because through that Bible, we receive grace when we deny self and pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Amen. By submitting to him, resisting him, resisting and drawing unto him that we may be humble. Amen. Y'all with me? By the gospel, not another gospel. Look what he says here about Galatians 6. I'm surprised that you're so soon removed from him, from Jesus, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. So it's not an other. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert, right? Acts 20 and 28. Amen. Right, 2 Timothy 4:1. That word pervert means to change the gospel of Christ. There are those out there who teach that there are many bodies, there are many churches, churches found by men. It's not Christ is the head, but human heads is the head. But the Bible says differently, amen. Because there are people out there who want to pervert or want to change the gospel or say something that can't be proven by the gospel. Because if it can't be proven by the gospel, brother, it violates the principle of authority. And when you violate the principle of authority, then we begin to want what we want versus God want, and that's that word desire. Did y'all hear me when I just said? See, we desire. See, denomination exists because people are not satisfied with God's will because they want their own will. Amen. Amen. And it violates that conscience that is the wars and the fighting that goes on among us because we can't control desire, but desire control us. And when you can't control desire, you can't have grace. Because if you ain't got grace, number one, he can't humble you. If he can't humble you, number one, you can't be a part of that one body, that is that body whereby Christ founded the church and Christ is the head and the Bible is our only guide. You understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So when you go back to Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, when he reads, neither is there salvation in any other, See, the reason why I want you to write Galatians chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7 there, because there's not another gospel. There's not another other. There's not but one. Amen. Christ came and died on the cross and built one church. Amen. Acts 20 and 28, the blood that he shed purchased the church. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 5, 25, you read the article this week. The church is the bride of Christ. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get that in the email? Amen. Amen. So therefore, it's not another. Like, I can't have another wife. Christ can't have another church. Amen. The church belonged to Christ. Whereby my wife belonged to me, because I'm the head of my wife, because Christ is the head of the church. Whether you like it or not. Because that's the Bible. Amen. Amen. And there's not another. But there is none other name. And by the word name, write Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that by Christ's authority, for there is no other name under heaven, and by the word heaven, write Ephesians 1, 3, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, given among men whereby we must be saved, whereby Christ is the head of the church. Where is Christ? Christ is in heaven, amen, reigning as the head of the church over all spiritual matters. Amen. So let me slow it down, because I want to make sure you got it. Y'all ready? See, the world teaches there are many bodies. No, there's never one body. The world teaches that the churches are founded by men. No, Christ founded the church. Amen. The world teaches the human heads of the church. No, Christ is the head. Amen. And I know this here because there is not another name. There's only one name. Salvation is only found in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And guess what, y'all? Thank God that we are part of the church. Amen. Amen. But you got to understand, here we go again. Hope you listen to me. But number one, you got to understand Matthew 16, 18, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, Colossians 1, 18. Am I right? You got to understand Galatians 1, 5 through 7, Acts 4, 12. So you got to understand all these scriptures here in relationship to the authority, in relationship to not what man say, but what the Bible say. Because go with me to 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. This is the book. Amen. Hold your book up if you got one. Claim your book. Just hold it up, amen. Hold up high. This is the book. This is the book, amen. Don't let it down so quick. Hold it up. The problem is we're letting it down too fast. You ain't that weak, is you? Hold it up. See, this is the book. This is the book that gives us John 8, 31, 32. If we continue in his word, indeed we shall be his disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What makes us free? This book, amen. This is the book, John 17, 17. Sanctify them by that word is truth. That word sanctify means sets apart from darkness to light, amen. At one point we was in darkness, but now we're in that marvelous light, amen. What made you in the light? The book, amen. That calls us to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. This is the book that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. Through that comfort of John 14, 26, John 15, 26, John 16, 13, amen. Matthew 3, 11, Acts 2, 38, that you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 13, for you know in part and you prophesied in part, but when that which is spoken come, that which is in part shall be what? Done away with. To now, look what it says, y'all. James 1, 25. What do we have? We got the perfect law of liberty. This book is perfect. This is God's word. We don't believe what man say. We don't believe what the world say. This is the authority. Matthew 28. All authority was given unto him in heaven and in earth. That's the reason why I read in Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. We talk about he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over the church, which is his body. I believe that the church is a body, don't you? Yes. I believe that he promised that he was going to build one church. When he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and Christ is the head. You know why I believe that? Because that's what the book says. Amen. Amen. See, when I go to Ephesians 5:25, we're talking about Christ. Love the church. Let's go to Ephesians 5:25 right quick. Where it says, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave him to be the head of the church. Whereby Christ is the head, man's the head of the wife. Go right there and read that. Because, see, I don't have no problem with that over in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Because look what the Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse 25. It says here, it says beginning in verse number 22. See, I don't have no problem with that because that's what the Bible says. It says in verse 21, submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Amen. Why submit yourself unto your own husband? Amen. Amen. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and gave him to be the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband, what? In everything. I don't have no problem with that because that's what the Bible says. Don't you wives and husbands? Amen. Because see, all what we're saying, all that we're teaching, don't do us no good if we don't believe that the Bible is the inspired word and the Bible is our only guide. Deuteronomy 4:2, write that down. Proverbs 13:6. Revelation 22:18-19, in the beginning and the middle and the end of the Bible, of the 66 books, you can't add to, nor can you take away from God's word. Because the Bible is our only guide. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man. Matthew 15:9. So we in the church of Christ, we only have one book, amen? It's called the Bible. And if we can't find it in the Bible, brethren, we don't do it, amen? We talked about worship, didn't we? Pull your sheet out right quick. Pull your little bulletin out right quick. And a lot of you don't pay, some of you may pay attention to it, but we talked about acceptable worship here. You know, and we talk about the Bible being the only guide. Sometimes people say, well, y'all don't use instrumental music. Well, y'all don't do this or y'all don't do that. Well, why don't we do that? We don't do it because we can't find it in the Bible. Amen. So when you look at what is acceptable worship, why do we sing versus use instrumental music? Well, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, James 5:13. You may want to write Hebrews 13:15. It's not on there, but 1 Corinthians 14:15. That's the reason why we don't use instrumental music. We sing. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. Because if we don't do it, amen, we violate the principle of the one church. Christ can't be our head if we sin, amen. Anytime we add to God's word, we sin. See, we take the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. Amen. We don't do it once a month. We don't do it once a year. The Bible says in Acts 27, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to do what? Break bread. And we got an example in 1 Corinthians 11:23 that they did that. Amen. So we as Christians, because we believe the Bible is the only book, we do it every what? First day of the week. We give only one time. First day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. But you see in every case here, and the reason why I leave it on the bulletin every Sunday, because I want to impress upon our mind through understanding, through knowing, through transformation, that's what acceptable worship is, amen? Because guess what, y'all? When we begin to add to God's word, and that's what they're doing in the church today, and when they begin to have change agents perverting the gospel, change the gospel, then we decreases or we lessens the power of the authority or the beauty of Christ's church and being the one body, the church where Christ is the head. The only way you're going to glorify him when we obey him and we do his will, and that's the reason why this is what the world say, but this is what Christ say, amen. That the Bible is the only guide. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Begin reading in verse 14. See, in 2 Timothy 3:14, he says something powerful. A lot of people, Brother Hammond, go to 16 and miss 14. Y'all with me? Look what he says. He says, but continue. See, the word of God ain't no good to you if you don't continue with it. This is something you do every day. 24/7. See, the word of God to the spirit is the power that keep the body through food going. Amen. But you got to continue. But the word continue, right? John 8:31-32. If you continue my word, indeed you shall be my disciple. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. See, I asked the question, how many of you been continuing in the word last week? Right. How many of you had picked up your Bible since last Sunday? Right. Amen. Right. See, how many of you don't pick up your Bible at all? How many of you don't even know where your Bible is? Some of you are not looking at it while I'm preaching. Amen. I'm looking at you. You're sitting here, but you ain't looking at the Bible. You're looking at me. I know I'm good looking. But the Bible is more powerful, amen. What'd you say, Brother Brown? Age before beauty. He was walking downstairs. He told me, go ahead. I said, go ahead. No, age before beauty. I don't know who he was talking about. I guess me, beauty. So the Brown said, that's what you think. I understand, brother. Good to be here, amen. Amen. I'm glad I made it this far. But continue. Look what he's saying here. But continue. Thou in things where thou hast learned. Underline that word learn. Amen. See, in learning, amen. Number one, you got to have a desire. Amen. Number two, you got to have understanding. You got to know, amen, to conform, but you got to learn where thou learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to come down here with you because this is so powerful. Amen. Y'all with me? Y'all right there where I'm at? Now look what he said. This is what you need to see. Underline, continue. What you learn. And when you learn it, you're assured of it. Can nobody take it away from you? Amen. See, can nobody take Matthew 16:18 away from me? Amen. Can nobody take Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18? Amen. See, can't nobody take Acts 4:12, none of these scriptures that we talk about them, because see, I've learned them, I'm assured them, amen, because I learned them, amen. Am I right? Am I right? See, and if you're here today, and then, sir, my shirt out. Well, don't worry about it. That's common. That's my M.O. When I preach, shirts come out. Now, if it was in, you think something wrong. Don't worry about it. This me. Am I right? See? At least it's still on my body. Hello? So don't worry about it. Y'all know me, man. Mr. Lulu, that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I know y'all got guilt. It's just the way I am. Am I right? Ain't that wrong with it. Now I'm going to try to change. But anyway, thank you anyway for telling me. I appreciate it. It's a good son for to tell his daddy you sloppy. But that's all right. I appreciate that. And I'm grateful. Amen. But, John, don't my shirt come out every Sunday? John said, continue on. But go back to that verse, okay? Look what he said here. Look, I want you to see it, all right? He said that, because see, if you don't see this, you ain't going to get to 16. Continue what you learn so you can be assured. That's right 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable. Because you know, because you learned them. See, these are words that you need to be reading every day as you study. See, why is this Bible the only guide? Because number one, I learned from it. See, I've been assured and I know because it's here. That's the reason why you're here. That's the reason why you come to church, why we preach, to be edified, amen? See, man, we sure had good service today. What the preacher preached about? I don't know. But we had a good time. Hey, you ever been riding down the road and something come on the radio and you say, that's my favorite song, and then you get to moving? Y'all ain't never did that before. And then you say, ooh, and just get this go all over you. Amen. There's something when the record go off, you stop. It's all over. Didn't benefit you not one bit. Didn't get nothing from it. That ain't never happened to you. Huh? Well, see, the word of God supposed to stay with you like good butter beans. Amen. See some good old pinto beans and cornbread, amen. See, we eat some good old butter beans, they're going to be with you, amen. Or some fresh, good old homegrown collard greens, amen. They're going to stick with you for a long time, amen. And that's the way the word is supposed to be when you learn, when you assure it, when you know them. Why? Because you know it, you have learned it, amen. That's why we don't add to, not take away from God's word. That's the reason why. You can't tell me nothing if it can't be found in the book. I mean, you can talk all day what you think or what your opinion is and how good it sounds. But if I can't find it in the book, folks, I ain't going to use it. Amen. Because the book, 1248, John 1248, is what we're going to be judged by. Amen. See, Acts 22 says when the book is open, another book is open, but we're all going to be judged according to our what? Works. When we stand in front of God, this is what's going to judge us, the book. Amen. So why in the world am I wasting my time reading something that ain't in the book or what your opinion is? See, like marriage, you know, people say, man, you read this good book by this brother, it's on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. They say, I said, no, I ain't read it. Why you ain't read it? Because I ain't got to read it. Because this is the book. Matthew 19:9, Matthew 5:31, am I right? 1 Corinthians 7, Romans chapter 7, it tells me everything I need to know about marriage, amen. Well, it's in the book. So why you got to repeat what Jesus said when Jesus already said it? Am I right? See, I learned it. I've been assured it. I know it because I learned it. Amen. See, that's the key point. See, when you learn these things, that's the reason why we're going over this here. We're going to learn together. Amen. We're going to grow together. Amen. We're going to edify together because we're all going to speak the same what? We're all going to speak the same thing because what? We learned them. We've been assured of them. We know them. Why? Because it's here. Amen. Don't believe it because I said it, because you read it. Amen. Amen. Now look at the next verse, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. See? Which are able, look what he says, to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, think about this here. When you continue based on what you have learned and been assured of it, because you know it, because you learned, because you as a child, now use that in a young emphasis of being born again. See, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, as you as a newborn babe, you and I have a responsibility as a Christian to grow, to work out your salvation, to be thou faithful unto death. See, you don't get in church and stop growing. You get in church and grow, amen. That's when I tell you, you don't need a preacher to hoop for you. You need a preacher that's going to teach you. Amen. Because a preacher can hoop and holler and pop that roll, but that's all he did. But did he teach you from the word? Why you want to be taught by the word? That you may be able to be wise, underline that word wise, unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So what that means, brother, this here. See, you can't be wise if you're not in Christ Jesus. Or you don't have faith. Or when you don't continue. When you don't learn. When you don't know. When you're not assured. And that's the reason why the devil know, Terry, that if he take teaching right from the church don't go away. Well, let me rephrase that. The church ain't going nowhere. The people going to go away. Amen. The soundness of the church going to go away. See, that's the reason why I spend time, brother, going over words. Amen. Because I know that words like, if I submit, if I resist, if I draw, see, I can be humble. When I'm humble, God can lift me up. Then when I can do that, when these wars go on, fighting go on within my members, see, I can use the power of the word of God to say, it is written. Amen. And they're going to be wars and fighting, folks. They're going to be folks around you going to get on your last nerve in your own house, on your job, all around you. And can y'all relate? Amen. But through the power of the word of God, based on what you have learned, amen, to be assured because you know and you learned them and you continue in it, because you want to be wise unto salvation, look what it says here, through faith. Why? Because you ain't Christ Jesus. Why are you in Christ Jesus? Because there's only one church, one body. He only built one church, amen. And the Bible's all one of God, amen. And you can't get it outside of the church. Because neither is that salvation in other name but the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12. Y'all with me? Then the next verse, he sums it up, didn't he? He said, because all of the above, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. That word inspiration means God breathed it. God said it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God said it. That we got the comforter, we got the spirit of truth, until we got that perfect law of liberty. This is the book, amen. Amen. Y'all see how regular my book is? You know why it's regular? Because I use it. It's like my truck. Regular. Somebody said, you need to clean that truck out. It's mine. I know where every piece of dirt in there is. Amen. I don't want it smelling good. Amen. Because it's mine. Amen. And that's the same way this book. See? Is mine, and that's where it should be. Because see, this is the book that gives us the assurance through our learning to know that we need to continue in the word so we can be wise unto salvation, so we can realize that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Look what it says, and are profitable for teaching, for doctrine, for reproof, for correcting. You want to know what's right? Take the Bible. Don't need to ask me, well, am I doing the right thing? It's in the book. You know what's right or wrong, amen? Any problem you may have, any question that you may have in life, the book will give you an answer. Now, the world will tell you differently. See? The world will tell you, no, don't do it this way. The world will tell you, no. Now, it's 2013, you don't whip children no more. So you got a better way of teaching them. Don't they tell us that? Amen. Andrew went to school one day. Look what he did to me. Teacher called me. Little red boy had webs all over him. Miss Lawler, I need to see you. I said, I'll be up there. Did you do that to Andrew? I did, and I'll do it again. Well, you know by law. I said, well, law ain't taking care of him. Amen. He said, well, I understand, but the law, I don't care what the law says. God law supersedes man law. The Bible says you spoil the child when you not spare the rod. Amen. Don't he say that? That's your job to whip him. Amen. Y'all looking at me mighty funny. Amen. Well, you won't look at me when they tramp over you. Amen. But for reproof, for correction, amen. And for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. And by the word perfect, write James 1:25. See, thoroughly, finally, some of the all good works. In closing, you know what, y'all, we'll continue next week. Do you know what brings happiness and peace? The word of God. That's the only thing that's going to give us peace. Happiness. A good frame of mind. For whatever state you find yourself in, see, contentment, satisfaction. But see, you got to understand not what the world say, but what the Bible say. That's the reason why we believe there's only one body, one church, that Christ is the head, and the Bible is our only guide. And brother, you got to appreciate that. Because if you don't appreciate it, if you don't be transformed, you ain't gonna never get it. Amen. Amen. Put the sheet in your paper, in your book. Now I'll fasten my clothes up. I'll do it later. Y'all with me? Is that all right? And next week, we're gonna talk about glorification, condemnation, to be saved in the one church by the one gospel. Okay? And we'll tie all that in. But see, here we go again. Thank you, sir. Here you go again. Never quit laughing at me. Okay. Here we go again. It's all based on the authority of the Word of God. Amen. Hey, if you be here today and you're not a Christian, you need to be one. Why not? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You can't be saved until you are a child of God. Open your Bible, the book of 1 Peter right quick. I want to read the scripture to you. Everybody, 1 Peter. First Peter 3:21. Because the world teaches that you don't have to be baptized to be saved. Heard someone say the other day, let's pray the sinner's prayer. But that ain't what the Bible teaches. First Peter 3:21 says here, he says here, verse 20, he says, we're sometimes were disobedient. When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The light figure whereunto, look what it says, to even baptism, does so also now save us. So if baptism save us, like the eight that were saved in the ark were saved by getting in the ark based on obedience, why in the world would you want to believe that baptism is not essential for salvation? When you on TV and when people say, well, if you want to be saved, just pray this prayer. You can't find that nowhere in the Bible. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, how were they saved? By being baptized, Acts 2:38. Am I right? Am I right? And Acts 8, Acts 16, Acts 10. Acts 19. See, in every case, they were saved because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So if you're here today, you can't be saved no other way by going down in the water grave of baptism, Romans 6, to rise to walk in newness of life. And we can baptize you today, right now. The water is ready. The question, are you ready? And Acts 2:47, we're going to see later that the Lord will add you to the church. You can't join this church. The Lord got to add you to it. When he going to add you? When you do what he tells you to do. Amen. So don't put off tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow ain't promised. People dropping dead every day. It'll be a shame for you to sit here and hear what you need to do to be saved. It's something different you didn't know. But it won't be nothing different, but you're still going to be held accountable. But to sit here and know and don't do it. So if you're here today and you need to be saved, you're here today and need to be, just want to be a member of this church. You want to place membership. You're already a Christian. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.